The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on Tuesday the 9th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
Bird on a bike. Hello.
Miss on a bike.
How are you?
How are you, my love?
I'm well.
You're looking
Happy
good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Got my glasses on today.
Yeah, I was saying.
Do I look special?
I was saying, we both got new glasses, or birds aren't new, but I haven't seen them in glasses before.
Yeah.
Do you like my glasses?
I do.
Do you know what?
What?
Right, I got five of these.
What?
For £6.
Where?
Amazon. Off Amazon. And what have you got? Nettie's got her glasses too.
Oh,
are they £6 glasses?
New glasses, free.
Free ones?
From where, Bird?
From Boots, when I got my normal prescription for my contact lenses.
Yeah.
Ah.
Free ones.
Free.
Like it.
What? Nothing to pay?
Nothing.
What? Not for fitting? Not for...
Nothing.
Wow. And I thought Specsavers were amazing.
Yeah. Oh, actually, well, Specsavers, it wasn't Boots. I'm picking that up.
So it wasn't Boots, everybody. Go into Specsavers.
Go into Specsavers. It says it on the box and everything.
You silly.
Five pairs
anyway.
For £6.
I'm very old.
Okay, but you didn't get your prescription done, and then how did you get five for six?
Well, basically, they sell them in packs, and they're just reading glasses.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm a two in reading glasses. Oh. So they're only plastic. But
you don't want to know my prescription. I'm blind.
Are you?
I can see about 20 centimetres in front of me. It's terrible.
Is that why you ignore me all the time?
I tell you, I'm really bad. It's terrible.
But we must all look fantastic.
I know.
It's just a blur.
Well, do you know what? Right, it's really interesting. Did you see... I'll talk about it now and we'll get it done. But have you seen the Oprah Winfrey Global...
Globes? Yeah.
Did you see her wearing glasses? It's going to be the in thing. Everybody's going to wear their glasses now.
Well, that's me. That's why I got my glasses out.
Well, because Oprah had her.
Yeah, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did you think about the speech yesterday?
I'm not talking about it.
Nettie, did you watch it?
No.
That's good reporting.
How's this working out for you?
It's really interesting. I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
I've asked everybody about it to see what they believe, to see what they heard, to see what they saw.
I'll tell you what is funny, though. Mm. Yesterday, we did it in the office without realising we'd done it, and loads of people did it. Loads of girls wore black yesterday.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
And I didn't put on black on purpose, but I found myself wearing black and looking around at my colleagues, and it's almost like something in your head made girls go out in black yesterday.
It's bizarre.
It's a kind of standard psychology, really.
Yeah.
But
your subconscious, clearly.
Absolutely. No, I'm just sick of listening to hypocritical celebrities tell me what to do, really, basically.
And do you know what? I can honestly say that's probably the pattern that I found that everybody said.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's fascinating.
I just don't want to know anymore what they think, you know, because they've already proved that they're, you know, virtue signaling, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Hello.
Enough of them. Yeah.
Welcome to the Business Bunker, everybody.
Yeah. So Happy New Year to those of you that we haven't said Happy New Year to. We did have one show at the start of the year, but there wasn't many people about because they were still recovering from the celebration. So we'll do Happy New Year again. We do want to hear from you, the businesses out there in Southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. We have had over a trillion gazillion tweets already. We actually have had a lot. Yeah,
we actually have a
real lot this week. Which is great. I think that means that everybody's back in the saddle and back in work mode and everyone's back now. So we would love to hear from you. So do drop me a tweet with the hashtag BBunker so that we can find your tweet. And I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, who is the lovely Maureen Chana. And Maureen is an NLP and neuro specialist. And we're going to be hearing from Maureen on a future show. Later in the month, and we're really looking forward to that. But for the moment, thank you so much to Maureen for sponsoring this week's show. What you got, Bird?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to know from people, because I want to get the we have such a great interaction live when we end of last year was just getting bigger and bigger for us, wasn't it?
It was.
It was like, wow, this is great. So really, what do you want from this year? I want to know from you, actually. So hashtag Be Bunker, what do you want from this year? How do you want to feel? What do you want from either business or personal? To be honest with you, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So what do you want from this year coming up?
So, do let us know.
Mm.
Tell us what you... Not goals. We did goals.
Yeah, I don't want goals. I don't want outcomes. Yeah, it isn't that at all. Yeah. Not even dreams. It's just like, do you know what? I want to feel like this. Or, you know, what do you want?
What vibe do you want out of 2018?
What have you got planned?
Yeah, good idea. Nice one. I want to mention this, if I can find my glasses that I was waffling about just now.
5 out of 6.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble. See, I needed 5 pairs, so I put one pair on to find the others. Or something. The Networkers Networking event, a full-day event. It's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. Set in the stunning location of Eastwell Manor in Ashford on Thursday, the 8th of February, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's 3 great speakers, 10 of the best networking masterminding groups in Kent, plus 50-plus great business owners to meet, network and connect with. The speakers at the event are Ash Lawrence, and he'll be sharing his PACE talk with us. That's prejudging people or professions, attitude, what's in it for me, communication, listening, not talking, and engagement, participating and continuing, PACE. Deborah Turner will be speaking. Deborah will be sharing the importance of first impressions and how to make a difference when out networking by standing out from the crowd. And then the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. Gemma will be sharing her networking experiences and sharing her helpful do's and don'ts for networking. The Networkers Networking event is an all-day event. You're welcome to join us for as long as you want. If you can't stay all day, just book without lunch, and you can pop in whenever you want. There are 2 pricing structures, and there's an early bird booking fee at the moment. If you pay and book before the 21st of January, it's £17 to attend the event, and you get refreshments, but without lunch. Or it's £26 to attend the event with refreshment and lunch. But that's only if you book before the 21st of January. If it goes up, if you book after the 21st, it goes up to £20 and £30 respectively. So do book that. I tell you, one of the great things about the Networkers Networking event is all of the networking groups, or the major networking groups and the masterminding groups, are all in attendance. Mm. So if you're interested in a network, you've only got to go to one place, and it's you can so hear good. From all of them, which is really good. And you can meet them and talk to them and find out more about them. So it's a really great event. It's getting more and more popular, so do book quickly. And the next one's February the 8th at 9:30.
Well, people want a pic of us all in our glasses. So, Tracy Ferguson, it's coming. I'll grab a picture of us and put it online. How? So, yeah. And I missed Chris Hyde last week. He's always participating in the show, isn't he?
He was great.
So I've just said to him now, because he just said to us, have a great show. Venom Tech, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you as well. They said our new year sees our new website being transformed. Great. I think everybody's doing that as well. I like that.
Yeah, a bit of a spring clean, I think. Everybody's having a tidy up, aren't they?
Yeah.
And why not?
What are you seeing? Anyway, we haven't done it yet.
What's that?
I haven't asked you. What do you know?
What do I know?
Yeah.
God, blimey. What do I know?
What do you know?
I don't know. What do I know? I think like a lot of people, I'm just getting fed up with the nonsense you hear every day on social media and on the news and on the radio, you know.
About what?
About everybody's opinion about everything, about blooming Brexit, about, you know, celebrity this, that and the other. And I'll just, you know, give over. Stop. You know, stop bothering
me. What do you want
me.
Them to do? What, how do you want them to behave?
About what?
Any of it.
Any of
it. You said stop. So what do you want people to do? What does it look like to you?
2 main things, yeah. Stop reposting and sharing stuff that you haven't researched, yeah? Because 99% of it, and this is on all sides of the argument, is rubbish. It's fake news. 99% of it is fake news. It's just propaganda put out by one side or the other. And by you keep sharing it, you just make yourself look stupid, yeah? If you really are interested in these topics, go and research them properly first, yeah? On official websites and official data things. So that's the main thing. I just get fed up, and I waste a lot of my life telling people that what they've posted is not true. And you get into the most bizarre arguments with people that know nothing about a subject. Somebody started an argument the other day about employment and about jobs. Mm. Now, I think that's a subject I know a little bit about. Yeah, and they were telling me, what do you know? Yeah, Well, quite a lot, actually. Yeah. And here's some data and statistics that are collected in real time that support this. And they'll go, no, that's not true. It can't be true because I read it in, you know, The Sun or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I don't want
to know. Yeah, it's true.
I've got one that drives me mad, and it's happened again today. I know that it's difficult to grow a business. I get that. Mm. I know there's all sorts of things to do, and I've worked with people doing it, and I've done it myself. It's not easy. Mm. What I'm fed up with, though, is people who haven't got experience sending out emails telling us we need to go and listen to them.
Yeah.
I can't bear it. I looked at one this morning that came in, and I tend to look on Companies House and things like that. Let's have a look at some accounts. If you're that amazing, let me see what you've got.
Yeah.
Dormant accounts, not filed accounts, this, whatever. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Basic due diligence here. I don't want to listen to you. I'm not interested.
Nettie, that is exactly the same thing as I'm talking about. Yeah. It's about doing research into who's telling you what. And we don't do that. Amanda, my partner, would fall about laughing if she's listening at the moment, because she says to me, do you actually Google everybody that speaks to you? And I go, yes, I do. I do.
Can I read an email that, you know, today the one that landed in my inbox was somebody that had addressed the email to somebody who no longer worked in the business that had bounced to me. So, A, they've not done their research, you know, why are they updating their list? But that's by the by. But you read it and you think, okay, if this is real, this looks quite good. Mm. Let me have a look at who you are.
Yeah.
And you look at it and you think, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But if that email was honest and it said, I've recently set up a business doing X, Y, Z, I've only been running the last couple of years, this is what I've learned,
yeah,
I'd actually give that some real, you know, it could be interesting.
It's got some credibility because it's an experience.
But not come and all listen to me.
Yeah.
I've achieved, so far I can find diddly squat.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it's exactly the same syndrome. It's about researching what you're looking at and not taking everything at face value just because someone... What happens is we live in a bubble. It's an echo chamber. If somebody says something that we agree with, then we agree with it, no matter whether it's true, false, or anything else. And that's the problem that we face, is that we've got these silos of behaviour that says, I'm not going to open my own mind up to any other possibility. I'm not going to look at anything. I'm just going to take it all at face value. And you can't take it at face value. Right. And... just to finish off my rant about this.
I don't think you're ranting.
No, you don't need to finish it. We can talk for this for hours.
I don't think you're ranting, but clearly Twitter think you're ranting. They're going good ranting today. Chris Hyde, I agree.
but the thing is a lot of people are trying to blame Twitter and social media for this. But this has happened since the year dot. It's just you didn't have a way of knowing. Yeah, the newspaper's been churning out this nonsense for 100 years, but you had no way of challenging it before, and now you can. So all we've done is identified a problem that's been endemic for a long, long time. There's a lot of things happening that are fascinating at the moment from the point of view of it's all going to end in tears, as far as I can see. You know, we're kind of building this thing where everybody's getting so emotionally upset about everything and they don't even know why.
Yeah. Or what it is.
Or what it is they're upset about. Yeah. And a lot of it doesn't exist or is, you know, really not.
We all like a bit of drama.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't know what you think about this, being an ex-employee of this particular organisation. But they've all started on the NHS winter crisis. I'm 63 this year and I don't remember a winter when the NHS didn't have a winter crisis.
No.
They've always had a winter crisis.
Well, it's sort of cold,
because it gets cold.
Old people
and old people get ill.
Yeah, and people slip over and people break hips.
Your body's doing what it should do.
Yeah.
And it comes at a surprise every time. And if anything, I keep telling people, look, do what your body's asking you to do at this moment. It's asking you to stay in the warm.
Yeah.
It's asking you to hibernate. It doesn't want to get up super early. So. Yeah. Why are we going, oh, my body feels like this? Yeah. It's supposed to.
And don't go to A&E with a cold.
Yeah, but and we were talking about this yesterday. You know, it's really interesting. Where do you, for example, so I'm a cyclist. There's been a big thing. Halfords have done this research. And we were talking about this yesterday. And they've said that road cyclists, they should wear a coloured helmet. So fluorescent coloured helmet. And a fluorescent top.
Yep.
Now, as a cyclist, I want to be seen. And it's really interesting that all the cycling clothes are black.
Right.
Go figure. But here's the next thing. Let's teach people how to drive on the roads with a cyclist. Where does that start? It starts when you teach people to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
not, you know, so it's the same principle.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the same principle. Let's teach people how to go to the GP, what to go to the GP with. It's the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. It is, you know.
It's all the same.
Incredible.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm loving this.
Enough of that.
We can do controversy.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just having a debate.
Yeah.
We are. Just a conversation.
Well,
just
we're going to speak to our first guest in not too far away's time. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you can do one tweet if you like, Bert.
Oh, how exciting. Well, Chris Hyde, yes, it is good ranting today. He's put, please don't mention the non-existent cabinet reshuffle. Okay, Chris, I will not mention it.
Yeah. Did that happen?
I've no idea.
Some of them only were in their job for 37 seconds, weren't they?
It's like, don't mention the war. You always mention the war.
I think I mentioned it once, but I got away with it. Yeah.
How funny.
Cool. Absolutely.
I know. Oh, I'll tell you what I did see, but I can't find him at the minute, is Mark Goldfinch asked for a shout-out. I know he's doing something with his meditation book. I think it's £5 in January, so go check him out. But I will find the tweet.
We'll find the tweet later on, and we'll give it another mention. We're going to play some music now.
What we got?
Well, you see, if you can tell me. And then
Who's it for?
You see if you can tell me, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest on the phone, Mr. Pete Cohen. But you tell me what this is then, bud.
All right. Oh, nice. Not my favourite, but you know.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You're all right with it.
Yeah.
Good.
In the country. Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 9th of January. I'm now joined on the phone by Mr. Pete Cohen. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you very much. Yeah, cool. All is well.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, my friend.
And thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. I was trying to remember when you were last on. It was quite some time ago, wasn't it?
I think it was about maybe 6-7 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, my life has never been the same since.
Have you recovered yet? Has the tick gone?
I have recovered.
Now, Pete, I asked you to come on the show today because I wanted to talk to you more about your MI365. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it and what you're kind of up to and what you're doing?
Well, as you know, because you've seen me speak before, for the last 20 years I've been a professional speaker, speaking all over the world for some of the largest corporations and you know, big, small, different types of businesses. And it's been really apparent that there are two major issues that I have seen in business, and you and I have spoken about this before. Mm. There's this real issue around them and us, this kind of, this culture, these pockets that you see exist within organizations. And I don't think that that always is very helpful for businesses to be as effective as they can be.
Sure.
And then the other big issue that I've seen is this kind of lack of engagement around people being inspired to look after themselves. And people are more stressed than ever. People are more unhealthy probably than ever, I think. And people need help and inspiration. And that's kind of what we've created. We've created a protocol, a system to help people in organizations be better mentally, physically, emotionally.
Okay. That sounds fascinating and interesting and quite big, because there's a lot of issues that you're kind of addressing there. So can you give us a flavor of what's involved in this?
Yeah, of course. So I think one of the things that most of us learn at school, or a lot of the stuff we learn at school, isn't particularly useful. And it's the same when we study business. We often don't really understand what makes us tick and what is really going on behind the scenes. So with people, when they get stressed, when they are faced with something they don't necessarily know the answer to, we don't always behave in the most effective way. So there are a few things that we teach. One of them is we teach leadership from the inside out. Now, what that means is helping people to become the sort of person that they want to follow. Now, that sounds, I don't know how it sounds to you, but when I first thought of it, I thought that does sound a bit strange. But the idea is a leader is someone who really wants to follow themselves. So idea, they wake up in the morning and the person that they see is the person that they want to follow. And then another big area that we're heavily focusing on is willpower. So willpower is, again, it's not something that is taught, but willpower has been shown to outpredict IQ. So you could be really intelligent, but you don't have willpower, which is often your ability to get yourself to do the things that you need to do, even when you don't feel like it. And there was one study, there's many studies on willpower. There's actually two that I'll just mention briefly. There was one which maybe some of your listeners have heard about. It was called the Marshmallow Test. It was done at a school in Stanford, and children were in a room, and someone, one of the teachers, came in and said, look, here's a marshmallow. You can have this marshmallow, but if you wait until I come back, you can have two. So the children didn't know how long the person was going to leave the room for, and it was fascinating. And I wonder what you would have done, Paul, and what your listeners would have done.
Mm.
I know what I would have done. I would have looked at that marshmallow, and that marshmallow would have started talking to me, and I would have been in a conversation with the marshmallow, and I reckon the marshmallow would eventually have won, and I would have eaten it.
Right.
What about you? What would you have done?
Well, I do know this experiment, so I know what the issue is. If I'm honest, one of the things I've always thought about myself, and I'm not trying to big myself up here, is that I've always looked at the longer term or the medium term. So I hope I would have waited for the second one. I hope.
Well, that probably attributes to part of the success that you've had in your life, because these children were followed for, not literally followed, but followed up for over 50 years. And the people who resisted have shown to be less likely to have criminal records, less likely to be financially in trouble, and it's a big predictor. So are we born with this willpower? Maybe, but the reality is we can all learn self-control. And then there was another study that was done with in Germany, where they put these bleepers on people that went off 7 times randomly in the day, and every time it went off, the people who had them on had to record what they were thinking and what they were feeling. And what was so interesting was the amount of people that were trying to put off themselves from doing something that they knew wasn't a good thing for them to do. So teaching willpower isn't particularly complicated. It's giving people a different perspective. And again, I know you and I have spoken about this. I think everybody needs help. Everybody needs coaching. I've been very fortunate to have a couple of amazing coaches in my life that have helped me and supported me through my process. And I think that's something that we all need. And organizations, I don't think, are often very equipped at giving people coaching. And today you can give people resources on their phone. You can make it available to them.
Yep.
But you have to create that culture. And I think, again, I'd be interested to hear what you think about that, Paul.
Yeah.
In creating cultures within organizations where people can grow, people can get better. And that's one of the studies that we've come across recently about how what people often want in business, people who work for companies, is they want to make progress. They want to get better at things. And what if we could help people get better at not just things that relate to their business? What if we could help them get better with their emotional and their physical and their mental well-being?
Absolutely. I have to say, your issue with willpower, I'm massively, massively on board with that. I think willpower is one of the most essential tools that any human being can deploy in order to do anything. But it's something that I've never heard it discussed. It's certainly never taught when I attended school for a couple of times. And it's not something I've seen actually really mentioned a lot. You know, you get mindset type programs and stuff like that. But willpower is a very simple concept, but an incredibly powerful concept.
Well, it's really interesting. I spent a couple of years really looking into this, and I'm actually writing a book about this right now. Willpower is really interesting because it's finite in some respects, but it's infinite and it's finite. Now, what I mean by that is it's finite for most people who do a job that maybe they don't necessarily enjoy or they're not really engaged in. So you wake up in the morning and your willpower is like the battery on your smartphone. So how you go through the day will affect how your willpower goes up or down. For most people, it goes down, and I'll tell you why. They wake up, their alarm goes off, they press snooze. They do that 3 or 4 times. Eventually, what gets them out of bed is pain because their bladder is hurting them, or they realize they're going to be late. So already, willpower is coming down. Then maybe they don't eat breakfast, or they don't have a particularly healthy breakfast, which, again, sugar and lack of sleep massively affect willpower. I say to people, if you don't believe me, go and get drunk and stay up all night and see the quality of the decisions that you make the next day. If you then go to work and you get stressed and you don't take a break and you just keep going, chances are your willpower will be so low. You go home and then your wife or your husband starts talking to you and you think, I've got no willpower left. An argument starts, or your children try to engage with you. But the most ironic thing about all of this is that in order to get willpower, to have more of it, we often need a bit of it to get us to do the things which give us more willpower.
So absolutely, yeah.
Meditation, definitely. I mean, people still maybe think it's some airy-fairy nonsense, but mindfulness, there's no question when people practice it, even if it's a few minutes a day, it really helps people with their attention, which helps them make better decisions, more willpower, eating better, sleeping better, all of the things that we probably know. But when we do them, when we get a good night's sleep, when we've exercised or gone for a walk, we have more of it. We make better decisions. And you know, we're looking for organizations that really want to embrace having people who are inspired in their businesses. And I know that, that's something, again, that, you know, you seem to want business to be fun, and you want people to make the most of work, because we spend so much time working, we could make it a better experience, don't you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I absolutely agree. Sorry, I'm reading tweets and things as you're talking as well. And Martin White just tweeted me saying, you haven't got any willpower, Paul. Well, you're wrong, Martin. It's one of my strongest things, willpower. But, yeah, no, I agree with you totally, Pete. You know.
So where did you learn to have your willpower? Because
I've no idea. I don't know why I learned it or how I came across it or how I stumbled on it. But I've always managed to use willpower to do that. I was a very heavy smoker many years ago, 80 cigarettes a day. And,
wow.
And my doctor, who didn't know what the hell he was talking about, said I ought to give up smoking, really. And he kind of gave me a lecture about it. And I went home and I thought, yeah, do you know what? He's right. So I stopped. And I've never smoked again since. I was 25.
So can I ask you with that? Because it's a very fascinating thing, because a lot of people will say, this is one of the things we've been talking about this week, this whole resolution versus revolution, because a resolution to me never works, because when you're making a resolution, what the word means is you're doing one thing as opposed to another thing.
Yep.
So if you're doing that one thing, it's like the other thing is always on your mind.
Yeah, but sure.
As opposed to a revolution, which is when it's a complete overhaul. That's what a revolution is. It's out with the old. That's gone. You know, it never existed.
Yeah.
So was that like that for you in stopping smoking? It was like, that's it, no more.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't that it was easy. It wasn't. The fascinating thing, in retrospect, I kind of conducted a bit of an experiment on myself. The fascinating thing, and what I found anyway with willpower, and also just to quantify that as well, I also gave up drinking. Drinking alcohol, and I haven't drunk alcohol for 20-odd years either. And the interesting thing, and diets and all the rest of it, it's basically what your brain tells you is, oh, this is getting really hard. You can just have a little one and then start again tomorrow. And that's how we fool ourselves, and that's how we let it go. But for me, it was, no, I've become a non-smoker, and non-smokers don't smoke. That was my willpower. That was it. Everything else, I just gripped my teeth until the pangs went away.
You know, I was doing some work with some people this morning, and I came across this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, Clement Stone.
Yeah, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Yeah.
And he said that hell is meeting the person that you could have been.
Yep.
So you come to the end of your life and meeting that person that you could have become based on the decisions that you made in your life. And, you know, I worked in professional sport. I was actually the sports psychologist to the Kent cricket team in 1999 when Robert Key had just started and John Wright was the coach. And it was fascinating to me. John Wright, who used to open the batting for New Zealand, he told me, I can never forget this. He said, Pete, you know what it's like here? It's like being in the trenches in the First World War. And I'm saying, right, guys, let's go. And he gets up and gets out of the trench and looks back, and all the players are there because they were too scared to make that move, to make that step.
Mm.
And I wonder how many people that are listening to your show are owners in businesses who would like to explore what it would be like to have a more inspired people working in their business, because like I said, just going back to what I said before, people want to make progress. And just imagine if a company could help their employees make progress, not just professionally, Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to be well. Everyone wants to feel better. And it's not difficult. I don't think it's difficult to create that culture that everyone feels like we're just getting better. Because if you can't get better, life just becomes mundane. It just becomes a bit boring. But in order to be great and be better, often we have to master doing slightly mundane things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. You know, the funny thing is that I don't think any of this stuff is kind of rocket science in terms of the kind of stuff that we want to do. It really is, as you said right up front, Pete. It's down to willpower. It's down to deciding to do it and then doing it and having someone help you do it, basically. Absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's absolutely right.
Well, if people, it would be great if people want. There's a couple of things I would encourage people to have a listen to. You know, I've been doing a podcast now. Our podcast, after nearly 2 years, is still in the top 10 for nose. I do have a nose, a big nose. news and noteworthy.
Right.
So my podcast is all about personal and professional development, and people can find that at MI365. That's MI365. I've interviewed people like Ronnie O'Sullivan, Audley Harrison. In fact, I just saw Audley Harrison had actually liked the post that I did on LinkedIn.
Right.
But if people want to look at Our 365, I would just encourage them to go to our365.me, M-E.
Right.
And they can see we did a pilot with Marks and Spencers, and, you know, the results that we had with them were just, you know, kind of more than anyone could have actually imagined, just by paying a little bit more than lip service to the development and the inspiration, making people. This is my actual book, which is coming out next, and it's called The Inspirators, which is all about the next generation of leaders who live an inspired life. So, yeah.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to that, Pete. Listen, this is a fascinating topic, and we could talk about it forever. I'm going to get you in the studio one day rather than on the phone,
so we can
explore this in much greater depth.
But, and I just want to say thank you to you, because, you know, I don't know too many people who are so cavalier in their approach in wanting to inspire people to be successful in business, because there are incredible opportunities out there for people. And it's just very easy just to do what everyone else is doing. And I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I want to be extraordinary. And I know that's one of the things that you're encouraging people to do. So thank you for all that you do.
Lovely. Thank you, Pete. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy
the rest of your day. There are links to Pete's website on the Biz Radio website, and they will stay there. So if you want to find out more about Pete and what he does, the website links are all on our website as well. So do check those out. But for the moment, Pete, thanks ever so much, and we'll talk to you again soon, mate. Take care.
Cheers,
bye. Cheers, mate. So Pete Cohen there of IM365, talking about willpower and growing your business and doing what's necessary to do things. It's a bit of a follow-up on what we were talking about earlier, really, isn't it?
I do this all the time in my business of peak performance. And I didn't want to interject because it was quite flowing, and he probably would have thought, who's that speaking? But it's really interesting. Willpower, I don't know, you can, something to look into is called locus of control. I don't know if you've come across this in psychology. Mm. Really interesting. And just taking your cigarette and experience with drink as well, you literally just stopped. Mm. But the locus of control was different to, say, somebody who wants something that hasn't got a fear element to it. So it's really depending on how the pathway goes.
And stopping something like, stopping addictive behaviours, including food, are all within your control. Yeah, because it's just what you stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
There are lots of other things in life that aren't totally within your control.
For sure.
And that's when it becomes difficult, because you're subjected to outside influence.
Yeah, and willpower goes in peaks and troughs.
Of course.
You know, it's always... So say, for example, at the minute, something massive and prevalent in my business is I get a lot of women at the minute saying, I'm exhausted. You know, this time of year, everybody's going, oh, my God, Brad, your business must be really booming. I go, no, It's not. January is never a good time for nutrition or change in any behaviour or hormonal response or anything like that. Usually it's about February because people have now gone, okay, now I've had enough.
Yeah.
But they've got to reach that point.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd
yeah.
reach that point. So the yeah. locus of control was much easier with willpower. Yeah. So willpower actually wasn't needed. It's when it's like, oh, I'm going to try, and you fail, and you fail. But there's one thing that I say to people all the time, and it has to be two things, in fact. One, just get on with it. Just start and do it. You have to do that, whether you like it or not. Mm. And that's really tough. And it's like the Marines, you know, if you, my friend's just gone and done a big event.
You see, that's how I feel about what willpower is. Willpower is telling yourself, no, don't give in.
Yeah, just get on with it.
Just keep doing it and stop making excuses and do
that's
it again.
Tough.
Yeah.
And it's tough, yeah. love, and it's yeah. something you don't want to hear. And you've got people going, that's why I've got this coach and they're so lovely and that. Just get on with it. And that's the first one, which is hard to hear. So I bear no apologies for that at all.
Absolutely. Because the thing I think that goes wrong for most of us when we try anything like this is we give in to our inner demons. We give in to these little messages that go,
yeah.
"Oh look, you've earned. It's only chips, you know. You've earned a plate of chips, and you know I'll carry on with the diet again tomorrow." It doesn't work.
But it's about holding your nerve, isn't it?
It's
exactly.
Tough.
That's exactly what
it's
it is.
Holding your nerve.
And I'm not saying just get on with it. And off I walk.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
This is tough in everything. Yeah. And the second thing is consistency. Without those two, you will fail at anything. And that's where willpower, doesn't matter how much, I've got the greatest of strength and willpower. I will fail at stuff if I just don't get on with it and be consistent with it. It's
Absolutely.
As simple as that.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. And keep doing it.
And it's
and
tough.
Keep on doing it.
And it comes with the greatest of respect, those words. It really does.
What is it, do or don't do? There is no try.
You can be
like
Yoda, you can do, you know, but it is literally, it's that hard.
Yeah.
It really is that hard.
It is. Cool. Interesting discussion.
Mm.
Okay. We've got hundreds of tweets to read.
We have.
We've got some FSB news to do in a bit.
Done one email yet?
We haven't yet, no. Well, I'll tell you what, Bert, do an email.
All right, I will. Fancy
Let's just
that.
Not do them anymore.
Yeah.
Curry and beer at Costuri Restaurant, Hayes, 25th of January, 2018. Nice to hear those words, 2018. Kane and Beat would like to thank all valued clients and business partners for a great Christmas and wish you all a very prosperous 2018. We're kicking off 2018 with curry and beer. Here, didn't you used to do this?
No.
You used to. I thought you loved going to Bromley's curry and beer.
No, I've never been to one.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, I'm sure we used to talk about this all the time. A relaxed, informal way of networking for a reasonable cost of £25, which entitles you to a free drink, a starter, a main of your choice, breads and rice. So in order to make payment for Thursday the 25th, you need to email info@caneandbeer.co.uk. Love to hear that. Oh, and by the way, they might be coming. There's nights at new venues coming to Ashford, Croydon and Maidstone. Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Athelbrow Limited.
How are they?
Yeah, Paul, please could you give the listeners, let the listeners know we're running a workshop on the 2nd of February at Chilston Park with our journalist trainer, Steve, all about marketing your story, product, service on TV, radio and trade journal. Please contact Kate or Keith for details and follow them on the Twitter Athelbrae Limited, Athelbrae Ltd.
Simon Chapman's been on Twitter and he's saying, you always have a trillion messages. Yes, we do, Simon. We're amazing. He said, if I could have a shout out for the presentation I'm giving on the timeless principles of exceptional business, and that's on Thursday the 18th at the Biz Terrace, Maidstone. There you go, Simon. There's your shout out.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind have been on. They say, afternoon, guys. It would be great if you would be willing to touch on the community services mentioned in the attached video. Now, I can't watch the video at the moment, so I don't know what it actually says. So I suggest you give them a follow and watch their video about the work they do, because they do a fabulous job. MMK Mind is their Twitter handle, MMK Mind, and they're the people that look after people with mental health issues in Mid-Kent. So do give them a follow. Do view their video and see the kind of things that they do. There's a tweet here for Bird.
Have you seen it? Nettie, I agree with you. We're never going to get through these emails. Let's just get rid of them and just keep Twitter. It just goes.
I'm not being funny. They're much easier to follow than emails.
Yeah.
Because you can go back onto Twitter.
Exactly.
It's a
and they're
great
talking
idea,
to us.
Great tool, Twitter. Yeah. I think it's going to take off. I think we should use it.
Do you know? Yeah, I think you've spotted a trend there.
Let's do the do or don't do. Right.
Well, go on.
Cars from Kent. Happy New Year, Bird. And Vanilla Web, Could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? Buy or sell your car locally. It's only £9.99 to sell your car until it's sold on carsfromkent.com.
Alison Palmer, have you seen Alison Palmer from the FSB? She's put, just get on with it. Best quote today from Bird on a Bike. I don't really mean it to be like that, Alison, but thank you very much.
Yeah,
there's my clientele base drop.
I tell you what, I've got a great one here from the New Appointments Group. And they say, Vanilla Ware, Bird on a Bike, Business Bunker, a massive shout out to New Appointments Group, please. It was our 43rd birthday on the 6th of January. Astonishing to think we've been finding people jobs for over 43 years and still going strong. Absolutely. They're lovely folks at the New Appointments Group. They are pillars of the Kent business community. They do a fantastic job and they are absolutely lovely people. Do follow them. NAG Recruitment on the Twitter. Do find out more about them. But happy anniversary, 43 years. And here's to the next 43 years. Keep on keeping on. We've also had Caroline and Liz from Riverford_Kent, the Organic Sisters. Dear Paul, please could we have a mention on the Business Bunker show for the Organic Sisters, merrily delivering veg, meat, pantry, fruit and organic to home and offices. Riverford.co.uk is their website. And I'm going to read this again because you did mention it earlier, Bird, but it's the full tweet from Mark Goldfinch.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. He said, hi, Vanilla Web and Bird. Happy New Year. If you have time, could you do me a shout-out today, please? My marketing meditations book is just £5 all month to help people organise their marketing this year. And here's the link. It's goldfinchdigital.co.uk/marketing-meditations. That's goldfinchdigital.co.uk. Do check out the website and do have a look. And then Joanne Fraser has said, have a great show. I've got huge apologies. I'm turning into a lousy listener. I keep missing the live show, and I love you guys.
Thanks. Well, I did say to her, thank you.
Yeah. So listen on the catch-up.
See, this is what's happening. So it's all going here. We've got Simon saying, many thanks for the shout-out. Very much enjoying the show. Thank you, Simon. We've got Ethel Bray saying, great interview with Pete. Important to have a coach who holds you to account and actually managing to listen today. So there's your shout-out again, Ethel Bray. We love you.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Bird, you can do one more email before we do
the
FSB.
Oh, an email?
Yeah.
Let's go old school. Okay, so first aid at work, 3 days, 5th, 6th and 7th of February. £225 per person plus VAT. A dedicated course to help you at your premises for up to 12 people and they can do it for less. So this is all about requalification. It's so worth having. I keep mine running. Do you have first aid course?
I haven't done one recently.
Nettie?
No.
Yeah, we have first aiders at work.
But are you first aider?
No.
It's so worth
you
doing.
You would want me, seriously.
No, seriously. And people go, Bird, you don't need to do it because you're a nurse. You couldn't be further from the truth.
Absolutely.
I'm used to being an A&E in surgery. I'm not used to having somebody in first aid. So go and get it done. You need to go and speak to www. Which means?
Well.
Thefirstaidteam.co.uk.
Absolutely. And I agree with you totally about first aid. Mm. I had a first aid badge in the Scouts. And
you cannot still wear it.
Yeah.
Did you sew it on yourself?
I did.
Did you?
I did, actually.
Is that what got you a sewing badge?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You have to have them every 3 years. I think it's a bit gone now, isn't it, love?
I know.
You must be 12 by now.
Please wear the uniform next week.
Yeah. Well,
please bring it in.
Well, the last emergency I had to do, I couldn't find a pair of shorts to wear.
I don't get it.
Scouts. Scouts. When I was in the Scouts, we wore shorts.
Here she comes.
She's corpse now.
Yeah, she'll be there in a minute.
And there we go. Professionalism gone.
Yeah, we've had a tweet.
We did
We've had a tweet from a Agilis Mobile, and they say, hi, Vanilla Web. Could you give a shout out for our hardworking team at Agilis Mobile on your show this afternoon, please? We're listening in. Of course I can. Do check out Agilis Mobile. They have a fantastic offering for businesses with mobile phones. And how it works. It's really brilliant. They were on the show a few months ago.
I've still got my phone holder.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So do give them a follow on the Twitter, AGILIS Mobile. AGILIS Mobile. Yeah, do follow them out. And Telcare Limited, the lovely telecoms provider over there on Medway City Estate. Please can we have a shout out for the hardworking team at Telcare. we're busy installing and maintaining office telecommunications. Of course you can. They're fantastic people at Telkia.
Have you seen what Kate from Athelbrey has just put up, which has really made me laugh, about us saying, let's not do email, let's go for Twitter, it'll catch on. She's just put on, when Keith started the business in 1998, we didn't use email, thought it wouldn't take off.
Yeah. Excellent.
That'll never work.
Yeah. That'll never come to anything.
I think the thing is, we're always a bit shocked, don't we, because we're absolutely being able to communicate instantly.
Yes.
Whereas the emails, yes, it's great, but we're here, you know, chatting, and people, we can see we're
it's testing a conversation. The potential. It's a conversation.
It's a conversation. Yeah. It's like my show.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
People are listening and interacting and doing it
exactly
right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's what works.
And letting us know, you know, I love it when people go, "Bird, you're wrong. Awesome, tell me why." It's never personal to me. So yeah,
well, you get that a lot, don't you, Bird?
Yeah, I do.
Is that
I do.
I find that hard to believe.
No, it's true. I like it. It makes me think, oh, I'm really getting into you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Makes me know that you're thinking. Go on. You want.
Channel Radio News Update. It's that time in the show when we bring you a news roundup, an update from the Federation of Small Business. There's a number of events taking place. I'm going to read them out. If you want to find out full details and book your place on any of these, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the FSB tab, all the events are listed there. There's the Shaping the Future of Kent in a Global Economy this Friday, and it's a summit at the University of Kent in Canterbury. It's from 7:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. and includes the opportunity for lunch at 1 till 2 with local MPs Rosie Duffield, Roger Gale, Helen Waitley, Gordon Henderson, and the Police and Crime Commissioner, Matthew Scott. And it's the last chance to book today. There's also an introduction to GDPR taking place next Tuesday, the 16th of January, from 12 p.m. to 1:30 at the Regis office in Ashford, in association with Dandelion Social. Brasher's LLP will be presenting on the topic of the moment. There's an FSB Women in Business Tunbridge Wells event on Wednesday, the 24th of January, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Beacon, that's in Tunbridge Wells. And this is arranged by Jacqueline Franklin, and she's the host of the FSB Women in Business events and Director of Hospitality Media. And the guest speaker at that event is the lovely Sue Nelson, the founder and director of Breakthrough Funding. And then I'm running on Thursday, the 25th of January, a Skills 30-30 event in Dartford at the Lee Academy from 9:30 until 11:30. It's where we take in, this is a free event where we ask business owners and business managers to join us to talk to and meet the next generation of workers and business people that are A-level students at the Lee Academy. Please do join us on that and come along. It's a free event. It's only for the morning and it's great fun. And then there's Slope Off Friday.
Here we go.
Tuesday, the 1st of February. I was reading ahead and I've got it completely wrong. It's actually Thursday. So Slope Off Friday is on Thursday, the 1st of February. From 1:15. It says from 1:15 to 4 p.m.
Are they going to do a 24-hour
session? They've never finished at 4 p.m. ever.
They won't finish on. Maybe they're aiming to finish on
Friday.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. 24-hour session.
That's what they've done. And it's at the Yarrow Hotel. So do check that out.
Loneliness is everyone's business. FSB welcomed the work of Joe Cox Foundation in tackling the UK's epidemic of loneliness this week, as Rachel Reeves MP gave a speech to throw a new light on loneliness. FSB's own research has found that working alone is one of the top three challenges of being self-employed. The FSB offers practical support to help combat this, including free business networking events called the FSB Connect, which have seen over 4,000 participants in the UK since launching earlier this year.
Fantastic. The card surcharge ban is about to begin. I don't know if you know about this. From Saturday the 13th of January, businesses are no longer allowed to add any surcharge to a card payment.
I love that.
Yeah.
And about time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's in across the whole UK. Research by ACS shows that 13% of retailers currently add this charge onto payments. Most of the small firms that do this will absorb the cost themselves, but some will have to look closely at how they manage the change. I don't care. That's up to them.
Mm. You do you know what? I had a really terrible incident about this, and I'm going to name shame, but Gillingham Ice Rink. I went to Gillingham Ice Rink. didn't pay on credit card, and they still charged me £1.50 for paying on a direct on a debit card.
The other thing that annoys me is tickets.
You shouldn't do that.
Exactly. No.
But tickets, you buy tickets online, holidays, all of it. You've got no choice. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm really pleased to hear that.
Yep.
Good, good one.
Absolutely.
More support needed to make tax digital. A new report from HMRC has highlighted how much work is needed to enable the small business community to reap the benefits of digital tax reporting. It finds that one in five firms and landlords are not using digital tax platforms because they lack confidence in their digital skills. And the FSB says it's vital that support for these businesses is prioritised over the next 18 months before the 2019 deadline hits for all VAT registered firms to report on VAT digitally.
Fantastic. There are 46 areas who are still denying businesses a rates lifeline. The FSB is calling on the 46 slowest councils in England when it comes to distributing business rates relief to do so before the end of the month. Mike Cherry said it's now 9 months on from the announcement of emergency relief. For those of those, most of those harmed by April's business rates re-evaluation. It's completely unacceptable that small firms in these areas are being put in jeopardy by this lethargic action. Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
good.
There's 46 councils that still haven't done it. Get on with
cool,
it.
We're going on for it today, aren't we?
We are.
Here's my favourite, parking. Parking. Council parking regime stifles small business community. Local authorities could do more to boost growth by taking a more generous approach to parking around local high streets. Reacting to new figures from the RAC Foundation that show 8 million local authority parking penalties are issued annually across England and Wales. And Mike Cherry said introducing schemes like short stay free parking can prove a shot in the arm for town centres. Mm. Yes.
T-level consultation has been launched. The Department of Education is inviting FSB members to submit their views on the implementation of T-levels in England. T-levels will be open to young people aged 16 to 19 years old in 15 subject areas where substantial technical training is needed.
I thought you meant a cup of tea.
No. Oh, it's a new qualification.
Yeah, cool.
The consultation provides more information on the structure and design of T-levels, including the design of the technical qualification and the compulsory three-month work placement that will be an integral part of the programme.
Wow.
So that's going to be interesting. Mm. The FSB will be submitting a formal response. However, if you wish to share your views, you may do so directly via the consultation or by emailing the Education and Skills Policy Advisor at the FSB, who is the lovely Annie Peat. So I met Annie the other day, actually, at the House of Commons. The consultation will last for 10 weeks and will close in February 2018.
Apply now for innovation loans. Small businesses with groundbreaking ideas can now apply for innovation loans from the UK's innovative agency to support their growth. This is part of an innovation loans pilot worth £50 million. First competition worth £10 million is for SMEs which want help overcoming barriers to scaling up innovation in an infrastructure system. Apply now and find out more about the loans. The pilots are here. I'm going to do that. I'm going to apply for one.
I've done those.
All right, thanks.
You can do one more.
Well, I haven't got one.
Is that it? Have you got to the end?
We're done.
Well, that's good.
Channel Radio News Update.
So that brought you the FSB news roundup and some interesting stuff there. We've still got tweets coming in. We've still got emails. We've got all kinds of things to do. And we've got another great guest to speak to, two great guests to speak to in the second half of the show. I've had a tweet from Design Point, and their Twitter handle is DesDiez_point. And they say, please, can I have a shout out today, Paul? Thank you. Contact Steve at Design Point. Affordable solutions to get your message to market. Keeping it local as I continue to help local hospice charity Eleanor with their communications too. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. That's Des_point.
Did you see what Alison Palmer put from the FSB? Alison, I love you, darling. She's put T-levels, ! I nearly thought the same. She thought that the T-levels were how much people were drinking rather than T-levels. That's what
and
I said
think
to
that
you.
Would be a really interesting debate, don't you? I drink none.
Right.
So that can start the chart.
But it's really funny because when you went to me T-levels, I'm like, really? Why are they doing a research about that? Very, very funny. So I agree with you, Alison. And that was from the FSB also.
I had a tweet from Molly Wright, Molly Moodle Media. Molly Wright, listening to Vanilla Webb and the Fabulous Bird on a Bike on Channel Radio 2 whilst working away at Dragon Co-working. And she's put a gif of Yoda. with headphones on, which is very sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. You can do... No, we haven't got time for one more, I don't think.
What do you want?
What we got here? F Keys, Alex Waterton. Listening to Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker. If you want help with Microsoft products, Office 365, give me a call, 01634-512-345, or follow Alex on the Twitter, F Keys. We're going to go over now to the newsroom, the Channel Radio newsroom, and have a news update. And then we'll be back in the second half of the show with two fabulous guests. So we'll see you shortly.
On the hour, Channel Radio news update.
Theresa May has held the first meeting of her new cabinet as she completes her reshuffle by making a number of other ministerial appointments. But she's been criticised for not carrying out an overhaul of those in...